Ready, set, press, go. It's Saturday night, CKUW, past 1 a.m. It's time for Comic Book Radio Theater! If you're unaware what this whole program's about, it's rather carefree. I read you a comic book. Actually, I got a couple of comic books here for you. We'll see how many we can get through. This time out, the comic books I'm going to read to you are based on toy franchises. Toy franchises. It was a regular thing to see back in the 1980s, a little bit into the 1990s, where a toy manufacturer would contact a comic book company and to promote their toy better, they would ask that comic book company to make a story up, make a comic book character up of whatever toy that they were going to be making, and, you know, make a backstory about the whole toy and stuff like that. We'll look at two. I think we can get two different comic books, two different sets of characters that were based off of toys, or completely based off of a toy. I think we can do that. So, let's see. You know what? The first I want to look at is Rom Space Knight. In fact, he's the greatest of all the Space Knights. That's quite the compliment there. I remember this toy. I remember holding it in my hand, early 1980s, and I remember one thing that made it very unique. Didn't mean it sold well. It was not a hit at all. But it was one of the first toys to have electronic gadgets in it. It made, like, electronic sounds. You push a button and it made electronic sounds. Just a lot of things that were electronic back then that you rarely saw in toys. It mesmerized me. I remember being a child holding this doll in my hand, the Rom Space Knight doll. I remember holding it in my hand and thinking, this is the future. The future is now here. And to think that it's quite regular to see toys that have some aspect of electronic engineering in them. Even toys that are virtually nothing to buy have some sort of electronic mechanism or some kind of sight gag to them that has something to do with electronics. Some kind of sound coming off of them that has something to do with electronics. And they're virtually nothing to buy, and no one even looks twice at them now. That was different 40 years ago. 40 years ago or more, that was different. Okay. What comic book will I read to you? I said enough. I've said my piece there. I certainly have a lot to read. Okay. I am going to read to you right now. Rom. Number 39, issued February of 1983. Now, I'll tell you something about this comic book. They are in my favorite city, London. Okay? They are, Rom is at a museum. He is checking out, an Egyptian mummy. There's something about this mummy that if it is awakened, that evil will come about, and this evil will surround the world. Rom can't let this happen. His main enemies are the dire wraiths. Okay? I'll be making these kind of like death metal kind of voice in trying to express who the dire wraiths are. So, they are obviously the bad guys, the bad villains, okay? The dire wraiths, okay? And yes, so set in a museum in London, Rom is there to stop the dire wraiths. And also along with Rom is Shang-Chi. Shang-Chi, Master of Kung Fu. There was a movie that was put out of... Oh, isn't this so Canadian of me? There's a Canadian who is a star in that movie, and I can't think what his name is. If I ever met the guy, I'd probably call him by his first name and not be so formal and call him by his full name or last name. Is it Shamu? I can't remember. Anyway, I know what he looks like because I've seen the film and I've seen the guy on TV a number of times and TV commercials and other TV shows and blah, 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 blah. Okay. Rom Space Knight, the greatest of space knights. He is in company with Shang-Chi, Master of Kung Fu. And he'll need the help because, you know, he can't do all the fighting and stuff like that. Anything else about Rom that you must know? Well, he has a neutralizer to send his foes into the negative zone where they really should be. Anything else? The dire wraiths are shift shapers. They could change into the appearance of anything they would like, or what is most advantageous to them at the time. Anything else about the Rom character? Well, if you must know, the toy was a total failure. But the comic book that was made in order to promote the toy, the comic book was really popular. Like, it lasted for quite a while. It lasted longer than the toy was on shelves and the toy was being made. I think Parker Brothers gave up on the toy like within 2 or 3 years. They stopped making it, but the comic book went well into the late 1980s. Rom Space Knight was a character with Marvel Comics, then no more. You could still pick up Rom comic books with what's the comic book company? IDW comic books. You could still follow the Rom character. I have read some of these IDW comic books, and they're pretty faithful to the original idea that started up late 70s, early 80s. So, there is that. All right, I want to get on with this, but before I do that, I must tell you something. This first part of the story that I'm going to read to you, Rom, number 39, from February of 1983. Well, listen to music that was brand new in February of 1983. By the way, 1983 was a year where a lot of iconic songs from the 1980s, just a lot of iconic music in general, came out. 83, good year for music. you really look at it, stuff like that. Whatever type of music you are into, whether it's metal or pop or whatever it is. 1983, wow. You could make a 1983 playlist and it's just one good banger of a song after another. Let me get off to what I was going to say. When I need to take a vocal break, we will listen to music that was brand new in February of 1983, just like our comic book was. We will listen to Styx. Apropos song here, Mr. Roboto. Styx. They are playing live in concert in Chicago, Illinois. That's what we'll hear. And we'll also listen to a young U2. U2, their song Seconds. I like that song. I like that song. Music I cannot wait to give you to airplay and stuff like that. Also, a comic book that I can't wait to begin to read to you. Comic Book Radio Theater. Right now, I'm going to read to you ROM number 39 of February of 1983. Bad vocabulary. I'm ready to go. That's how it is. Okay. My keyboard, yes, needs a little bit of setup. And the microphones are okay. And I've been working on the fax paddles. So, everything's really close to set up. I'll find some music and I'll be with you soon. For Comic Book Radio Theater, it's here. Late night Saturday. CKUW. We are the 95.9 FM.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Jim Shooter presents from the greatest of space knights in Death Rise.
I have come to the London Museum in Great Britain to prevent the rising of the dead. And the museum has recently acquired this mummy of the Egyptian witch princess, Carissa, whom, legend has it, she was entombed alive. The children laugh. I pray they will still be capable of laughter once this day is done. Shang Chai and his four friends approach the Carissa mummy display in the museum. Is this it, Shang Chai? Is this the body you dragged us all the way down from Scotland to see?
You've gone farther for a woman before, Reston. You've gone farther.
She appears but only a child.
She was just a child when she died, Leiko.
I, Shang Chai, Clive Reston, Blackjack Tar, and Leiko Wu, we listen as Sir Dennis Nayland Smith tells the tales.
Most Egyptian royalty had themselves buried in ornate tombs. Carissa, on the other hand, was found in an unmarked sarcophagus hidden beneath the desert sands. A papyrus scroll preserved in a sealed funeral urn told the tale of a pharaoh's surprise when, in broad daylight, a star seemed to fall from the sky. The pharaoh raced to the site, and instead of a starship, found a glowing chariot of fire. From that chariot emerged a loathsome creature. The likes of which the pharaoh had never seen before. The pharaoh was appalled, but even as he stared in horror, the creature began to change its shape, taking on the guise of one ancient Egyptian deity after another, until finally resolving herself into the shape of a young, beautiful maiden girl, who immediately won over the pharaoh's heart.
This child was sent by the gods to be the daughter I never had.
Carissa was her name, and was brought into the royal court, where the pharaoh ordered his priest to see to her education. The priest soon came to resent and fear her. Perhaps because her mastery of dark and arcane arts soon exceeded hers. And within a year, the pharaoh was dead. Slain by one of Carissa's playmates. Soon a change came all over the children of Memphis and all over Egypt as well, as misery settled in like a shroud upon the land. The people were appalled. But more, the people feared Carissa. But they feared what was happening to themselves even more.
Witch, we come to reclaim our children.
Carissa struggled, changing into shape after shape. But the people were too many, and at last they bound her up. She could not escape. And then they buried her alive, erasing from history all memory of her reign. All memory of her reign until now.
The legends say she will rise again.
Oh, surely you don't believe that, Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi, standing before the Carissa mummy display, stares straight at it and thinks to himself,
but I do believe it. Just 2 nights ago, in an old churchyard, I battled with shape-changing demons who sought to raise a child from the dead. I defeated their magic and saved the child's spirit as well as my own. I do fear that more than mere coincidence exists between that night and this mummy here.
As Shang-Chi's friends leave the museum, they pass by these 5 monks. As these 5 monks proceed to walk on, they are stopped, halted by a museum security guard.
Sorry, fathers, sorry. The museum's about to close.
Shang-Chi, where are you?
Oh, he walked off again, wandering off like he always does.
Maybe he's in love with that mummy.
We'll wait for him outside. That's what we'll do. Wait for him outside.
I told you, fathers, the museum's...
The museum's security guard is being hypnotized by one of the monks with a shining light.
Yes, I understand now. I have seen nothing.
The museum security guard lets the 5 monks pass by him.
Come, dire wraith brothers, and bid the children we have enchanted to follow.
The museum to the public closes.
Meanwhile, outside the London Museum,
Where the blazes is that bloody Shang-Chi?
Shang-Chi didn't come out ahead of us like Leko, did he?
I don't know, Sir Dennis. I told you, he's got a thing for that mummy.
We'll return with ROM number 39 after these messages. You are listening to Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
All right. Let's look at those advertisements. I'm dramatic enough as it is. Okay. Here's some more drama for you. Maybe you would like to read all about that drama and make all that drama happen by you reading. What am I talking about? Here we go.
Make your first adventure an endless quest book. Endless quest books are a great way to learn about the exciting world of Dungeons and Dragons. As you read, you must make split-second decisions that will not only affect your next move, but every situation on the pages that follow. The plot is very detailed. The situation's breathtaking. The adventure is limitless. For a free color catalog of games and accessories, write to TSR Hobbies Incorporated, P.O. Box 1756, Department M, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, zip code 53147. Make your first adventure an endless quest book by TSR, the Games Wizards.
Games Wizards. All right. Putting a spell on you. Okay. All right. Good. Okay. Could this put a spell on you as well? Let's do this up.
Learn to play rock guitar without needing music. Beginner's book teaching the basics of rock guitar licks, tricks, runs, chords, and diagrams. Learn to play rock guitar without needing music. Send $4.50 plus $1 postage to Hard Rock Music, Box 1201, 1744 West Devon Street, Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60660. Learn to play rock guitar without needing music. $4.50, $1 postage, please.
Learn to play a guitar without needing to learn how to play music? Okay. I suspect that's not going to go well. Okay. That's just my feeling about it. But who knows? I have been wronged before. All right.
Disappearing monster blood. Vanishes from clothing. Fool your friends and family. Plus free monster fangs if you order now. Disappearing monster blood plus free monster fangs. If you order now for only $2.50 postpaid, send check or money order to Professor Prank's Lab, P.O. Box 9329, Salt Lake City, Utah, zip code 84199. Disappearing monster blood with free monster fangs, $2.50 postpaid.
Okay. Yes, get your free monster fangs. Get those into your mouth and scare the crap out of everyone. All right. Let's see. This is the first batch of commercials coming your way. We'll get back to the comic book just in time. I'm really liking it.
Spider-Man and the mystery of the museum snakes.
I hope you know what you're doing there, Spidey. Leaving these strange,
magic snake puzzles besides the King Tut Diamond exhibit?
Trust me, it's the best trap I can think of to catch that uncanny crook Magma Mind. Magna Mind.
Later on that night.
Gee, boss! The police will never figure out how we got that diamond without tripping the alarm.
Ha ha ha! I am the greatest criminal brain. I can't resist a real challenge, the tougher the better.
Oh, wait, what's this? A puzzle? Shaped like a ball, Let's see how fast I can put it back into the ball shape. It should be simple for me to solve.
But hours and hours later...
This is so habit-forming. Each shape I make is more intriguing than the last.
Yeah, hurry up, boss. It's getting too late. It's getting really late. But yeah. I see what you mean, boss. I'm hooked, too. I'm hooked.
Both of you will have plenty of time to work it out behind bars.
Spider-Man spins his webs on the two crooks.
Spider-Man! Even the world's smartest crook was no match for the magic snake, the original magic snake puzzle.
Over 23 trillion possibilities. Do not be fooled by substitute the magic snake puzzle!
Woo! All right. For whatever reason, that kid quit out on me for whatever. Oh, well, it's doing it now and here, and that's all that matters. Get back to that story of yours.
We now return to ROM number 39. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg.
Come, Wraith Brothers, and bid the children who we have enchanted to follow.
The museum closes to the public. Meanwhile, outside.
Well, what in the blazes is that bloody Shang-Chi?
Shang-Chi? Didn't he come out ahead of us, Leiko?
I don't know, Sir Dennis. I told you, he's got a thing for that mummy.
Inside the London Museum.
She lies this way. Come.
The children and these unholy men stalk the silent museum hall. They are not alone. Rom, Space Knight, is hiding behind a wall. He thinks to himself.
I do not need my energy analyzer. To tell me that the dire wraith stink is strong in this place. There is power here. Dire wraith sorcery. Once again, the pattern repeats itself. The dire wraiths plan to use their power on Earth's children.
He is Rom Space Knight. Sworn enemy of dire wraith kind. His quest of them brought him here to London in the dead of the night, where, entering through a skylight, he hid himself. It now appears he was not the only one so hidden.
Rom Space Knight sees and watches Shang-Chi follow the children and these cloaked unholy men.
It was too late to tell my companions what I knew. So I waited and watched. Now it appears my patience has borne bitter fruit.
Wakefulness, brothers! Let us rouse her from her sleep!
Born in darkness, shining light, witch child, she, the night's delight.
The enchanted children move forward, compelled by the eerie chant. Small fingers seize the sarcophagus lid.
Born in darkness, shining light,
witch child, witch child, night's delight.
The little children expose an ancient horror to the present day. Shang-Chi, hiding behind a statue, thinks to himself,
I watch from the shadows, my spirit dreading what is to come up next.
And yet another watches, Shang-Chi watching himself.
Rom Space Knight, still hiding behind a wall, thinks to himself,
he is human as the children are. What part does he play in the Dire Wraith's game?
You are listening to a reading of ROM number 39, February, the year
So if you see me acting strangely, don't be surprised. I'm just a man who needed someone and somewhere to hide to keep me alive. Please keep me alive. Somewhere to hide to keep me alive. your problems so we can be free. I'm not a hero, I'm not a savior, but get what you know. I'm just a man whose circumstances went beyond his control.
TSR Hobbies.
Dungeons and Dragons games.
Products of your imagination.
Say goodbye.
Bono says goodbye. I say hello. Hello again. We continue. Comic book, radio, theater! Hopefully you're enjoying that story. Hopefully you're enjoying my singing there. I got more to do. Because I got to conjure up an evil spirit to immobilize a mummy. And through that, taking over the whole world. If there's not ever a time that we need ROM Space Knight to intervene, this is it. This is it. I think there's some of you out there that are listening in, and you don't even realize how important this is. Shame on you. I continue our reading of ROM number 39, printed February of 1983. Winter of 1983 brought us brand new music. If you went down to the record store, get these on vinyl, cassette, and I don't think the 8-track tape was around anymore. It was filtering out, and the CD was yet to be made at this point. New music at that point was Def Leppard. They put out their Pyromania album, and I absolutely love that Pyromania album. And then everything else that Def Leppard has done since, I really took a break from. And even me as like a young teenager, I knew, okay, this is not for me. This is not what I want. I like the Pyromania album. Everything else is not clicking with me. But that's me. Anyway, we will listen to a cut off the Pyromania album. Def Leppard, there they had that out there February of 1983. It went over like Rover. And we'll also listen to UFO. They are asking when it's time to rock. That's what they are asking. All right, bunch of rock and roll coming at you after I am done reading our second portion of ROM number 39, published February of 1983. Okay, I got all that out there and explained. And let's see. Nope, nothing else with the keyboard. All right. You are listening to Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. The community supports us, and we thank you. Thank you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We interrupt our normal program in the interest of security and civil defense measures as requested by the United States government.
Radiation.
Attention.
Radiation.
We thank God that it has come to us.
Dusk and cover.
We thank God that it has come to us.
Dusk and cover.
We thank God that it has come to us.
Dusk and cover.
Washing these tons of TNT would cause an intense fire called a firestorm in an area about 2,000 square miles around the center of the blast.
CKUW.
Born in darkness, shining light, which child found night the light?
The enchanted children move forward, compelled by the eerie chant.
Born in darkness, shining light, witch child, she, the night's the light.
Small fingers seize the sarcophagus lid and expose an ancient horror to the present. Shang Chai, hiding behind a statue, thinks to himself,
I watch from the shadows, my spirit dreading what is to come.
And yet, another watches this watcher. Rom Space Knight, still hiding behind a wall, thinks to himself as he looks at Shang Chai.
He is human, as the children are. But what part does he play in the Dire Wraith's game?
Meanwhile, outside the London Museum.
I have seen no one. The museum is empty. The museum is closed.
You're beginning to sound like a bloody automation, bud. Now, I'll tell you what. Shang Chai didn't come out with us, so he must still be inside.
I've seen no one. The museum is empty. The museum is closed.
There is something wrong here. It's really weird, Tar.
Indeed, there would seem to be that, Leiko. The security guard seems as if he is in a walking sleep.
Sir Dennis Nayland Smith lights up his pipe and puts the smell of it underneath the security guard's nose.
This walking sleep, which we must awaken him from, if we are to learn the whereabouts of Shang Chai.
The security guard gets a good whiff of the pipe smoke.
Hey, what am I doing out here? I'm supposed to be inside! Sir Smith, that smell of your pipe. It snapped them out of it.
Then it was a hypnotic trance.
Rot, rot, rot. And I'm willing to bet whoever induced it is still inside.